Everybody, welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. You're here with LaVon and Gina SoCal, who's my live guest this evening. Thank you for being here, Gina.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it. We're here every week on UCY, Monday through Friday, same time, and we really appreciate you being here with us. I like to give credit to that beautiful song at the beginning there, which is a group called Ponder and Excel. I love it. Thank you. I appreciate you making me a fan song before I even had a show. I appreciate you telling Future. That's awesome. Just kidding. It was an accident, but I love it. Gina and I are going to speak about pure magic this evening.
Yes.
We're going to teach you something that you didn't know, hopefully, about cannabis, topicals, which have been utilized for a long time in our culture, but more people like her and I are making them relevant again. Not only relevant, but
yes,
available legally within Prop 215 regulations, because we both live in California. But people are seeing some transformative and amazing things. So tell me about that. In your experience.
You know, Yvonne, I'm really...
LaVon.
LaVon.
Don't call me Gina Yvonne. Marie. That's a rule. Summon the evil one. I swear. Don't call me.
Another one?
There's an evil one in here.
You know, the last time we met was almost a year ago. And when we met on another radio show, I was really excited because you were doing topicals. And I had just finished my vision and created my Eternal, which is a beauty serum that I've created for women who want to improve their skin, improve the aging, slow that down, and improve the fine lines in their face. I've been a woman that has enjoyed the fine, you know, perfumes and cosmetics and things, and I've used them most of my older life as I've gotten older. You know, I've wanted my skin to be more supple and you know, and keep it healthy. I spend a lot of time in the sun. And I was really impressed on a trip that we made to some friends that lived in Barstow. They are Rastafarians, and they were making balms. They were using cannabis to create topicals, and I was given a sample.
Ooh.
Yes, and this is what really impressed me, because at the time I was using maybe Elizabeth Arden products, products that are age-defying on the shelf, things that you buy in CVS, things that are pricey and Macy's, and that's what I was using. The balm that I used was very simple, and it was cannabis, and it was made with shea butter, so there wasn't much to it. The packaging was very simple as well, and I didn't think too much of it, but I ended up using it that weekend on my skin that was sunburned, and I am of Latin descent, so I have an olive color. I can get really dark, but I can burn, and in the desert, I burnt, so I had this really red sunburn, and I didn't have anything to put on it, so I used the balm. And using cannabis on my skin, I mean, it completely took the swelling down, the redness down, and I didn't burn. And I said, wow, this one product did this amazing thing for me, because I was burnt and was destined to peel and have white, you know, spots on my face from peeling. So I thought, wow, who else could benefit from this? Because when I initially saw the packaging and what it was, and it came, you know, from you know, the cannabis community in a package that was not as beautiful as that I may buy, that would be sitting in a shelf in Macy's. And I thought, I have many friends that could benefit from this, but I don't think that this would appeal to the eye of the people I want to reach.
Okay, so you had a target audience in
I
mind.
I did.
Because you mentioned a product that you were using prior to this. I didn't catch the name.
Elizabeth Arden.
I don't know about that.
It is
Tell me
a,
about that.
It's a beauty product that they carry at Macy's.
Lots of chemicals. Lots of funky
parabens,
science.
Acids.
Damaging.
Things that we don't need on our skin. And what I did do a year ago is when I started using the balm and I started creating my own topicals, is I stopped using all of that. And my skin within a month was completely transformed into a more supple and non-dried skin. And I was amazed by that 100%. And that's where I thought, you know what, this is something that I want to introduce to my friends, you know, that don't go to the reggae shows, that aren't cannabis friendly, who don't smoke marijuana, who may even think marijuana is a drug.
It's so bad for you.
Oh, believe me, it definitely has a stigma.
And do people get high from your product?
No, you cannot get high from my topical.
Why is that?
You cannot rub it on you and get high. You will have to consume it or smoke it and put it in your bloodstream. It's not enough to be able to get that amount and have any type of dirty test or any
that,
type of high. It will not get you high.
Exactly. I'm so glad that you solidified that point, because that's something I've been teaching our audience. This year I've been focusing on cannabis, and people are noticing, like, hey, Aunt Tammy is talking a lot about pot. First of all, it's called cannabis. And yes, I am, because it's my mission to change the stigma surrounding it. As an individual who studied medicine and herbs and perpetuated wellness to hundreds of thousands of people, I have pride in this. You know what I mean? Like, I could not tell them to stray from nature. And personally, like you, I've been so impacted. I was just telling my friends earlier that I suffer from Crohn's disease. For 8 years, I've been diagnosed, and it got to the point where I lost 60 pounds
Wow.
in like 2 months. And my body was so full of inflammation and just toxins from not being able to move things, because when I drank water, I would vomit. Like, my body was like, don't put things in me.
You were sick.
And I was so sick. And I kept going to the medical doctor, and they're like, hey, drink this radioactive fluid. We want to make you glow so we can stick things up your butt and then down your throat at the same time. And I was like, you missed the part where I said I can't drink water. And they're like, just drink this 64 ounces of fluid. No problem. No big deal. So that's the kind of treatment I got for months. And I'm like deteriorating. I can't go to school anymore. And student loans are piling up. And like, I'm like, what am I going to do? So I went to a nutritionist, and then I started using cannabis. And you know what happened? I could eat food. I got energy. And like you, I was so inspired by it. And it shifted my whole career. I went from studying nutrition and kinesiology to straight herbs. And, you know, like, it's my focus now.
I don't use anything but cannabis topicals. I don't use shampoo. I don't use anything that you buy from the store. I use natural ingredients, coconut oil, cocoa butter, anything that's natural. And you can tell by looking at me that I have a different skin tone than most women who are using these products. And it's so amazing.
Like, how would you say it's different? And like, I'm going to have you a compound question
okay.
here. How would you say you're different from other women using chemicals, first? And second, how would you support that with like the feedback from your customers? Like, do they share the notion?
Over time, as a woman, because of the media that's on TV, and because of the need for a woman to always want to look her best.
Right. It's a huge
forced.
Pressure. It's super, it's a problem.
There is a pressure.
And like you grow up from a young age,
exactly.
Right? Feeling inadequate.
Oil of Olay.
Not special enough, right?
You know, Pantene.
You need this stuff. You need this stuff.
And then when you get older, you start making more money, maybe becoming more successful, and you start buying things that are more expensive, and you start believing that they're even better for you. these products are still containing so many additives and fillers. So to answer your question, my skin does not have a buildup of a daily wax alcohol.
This is so true. This is so true.
My skin is completely free of any of those agents. I do not need to cover my skin to make
it. You have beautiful skin, by the way.
Thank you.
I wish we were doing the, like, I should have arranged the camera show tonight so I could show you her. We're going to take a picture. And if, real quick, if you guys go to our comment section, like, for this show, there's a link for Gina Soquel's page. Go look at her skin. It's so beautiful.
You know, I show it all.
And her hair is shiny and long.
I'm really proud.
You are.
I'm
love. Okay.
Proud.
She's the model of her product. It's beautiful. She's like, ooh. But you do spend a lot of time at the beach. And your skin is so beautiful. Considering all the things that you do to it and that you don't do to it.
Exactly. And
sorry to cut you off.
No,
but
not
I wanted
at all.
To support that.
No,
like, yeah, she's right. She's right.
So I don't have a buildup of all those unnatural ingredients. And if you women are out there thinking about what you're putting on your face every day, think about it. If you were to put wax on your floor every day, what's going to happen? There's going to be a buildup. You're going to have to polish it. But it's not the original woodwork. And the wood is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, you're constantly covering up your face. And then when your face is unhealthy and dry, you create the need to put more foundation, more concealer, more powders. And every day your skin is not taking advantage of everything that nature has to offer. One of the things in nature that is hugely beneficial to your skin is cannabis. Cell regenerating, revitalizing.
It
regenerates your cells.
Give me just a second. I'm glad you brought that up. I'd like to give my audience supporting evidence. I'm going to give you guys a little research here. Keep talking, Gina. I'm sorry. Keep talking.
So I have a client that is 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her through her mother. And her mother purchased my beauty serum, Eternal, which is a blend. It's a blend of vitamin E, cannabis, rose hips, tuberose, argan. Cannabis infused, and it smells amazing. And she is 40 years old, and she wants to improve her skin. She sees my skin. She wants what I have, and I'm showing her what I'm using. And she's using it every night. We use Eternal initially as a night cream because your skin is so used to being burnt with the fillers that you've been putting on it. I request that my users stop using all of that and only Eternal at night, and even a little under their makeup, which actually makes the makeup last a little bit longer.
Ooh,
women are not too anxious to give up the makeup just yet, but they will once they start getting the results. So the daughter was impressed as well. She had a lot of makeup on. And I asked her, you know, why do you wear makeup so much at such a young age? She said, well, my skin is dry. I have this, I have that. And I told her, you know, all of the makeups that you're putting on your face is what's drying out your skin. The constant application of a concealer underneath your eyes, the skin underneath your eyes is super thin. It's so sensitive. It needs to be nurtured and babied, and that is actually the area of your skin that starts to wrinkle first when you get older. So taking care of that and putting love and attention and the right products on your face you're going to see a difference within 3 days once you stop using those agents, period. But then when you start actually healing your skin with vitamins and natural oils and cannabis, which just completely transforms your elasticity to bring out the actual glow of your skin.
It's true. And the reason that happens is because when you eat coconut oil or you put it on your skin, it binds with it. It assimilates really well. And when you consume it, the fats are transferred in your skin and they lie there. And that's why you get that beautiful glistening young look.
So I brought a sample, and I know, Levon, that you have never tried my serum.
I haven't.
And you've never smelt my serum.
I want to see the whole thing.
And I'm all about packaging because, you know, I love beautiful things, and, you know, I know that women love to be able to collect, and and they put attention to the things that they put on there.
It's true.
On their
I'm that
dressing.
Way.
They collect the bottles, you know, they collect perfumes and lotions and things like that. So I wanted to make something that they would draw attention to and that they would use in a delicate way. So the product is put into a beautiful perfume bottle, which has a glass stick inside, then that's
oh my
how you
gosh.
apply it.
That smells so good.
So Lavon is smelling eternal for the first time.
I like it, girlfriend. That's nice.
I'd love for you to actually try some on your under your eyes right now.
I actually have a lot of allergies to perfumes.
Okay, there's
so,
no perfume in it.
But
It's
it's strong,
essence.
so I don't want to put it near my I'm very sensitive. My skin is like if I scratch myself, see, I have an autoimmune disease, Crohn's
Okay.
disease and
Well, then
autoimmune
definitely
disease.
don't put that on.
Yeah, I just minimal amounts because if I have a reaction, show's canceled and that would suck.
Well, Lavon may have a very sensitive disorder to these type
I
of
do.
smells, but the tuberose is actually a natural essence.
But I don't want to
Everything in
put
it
it like, I
is
honestly, I'm going to
natural.
try it at home when I'm not live on air near my sinuses.
No, we want you live on air trying it right now.
You're funny. Because if I, you don't have an EpiPen, right?
Oh, I can do CPR.
We're good, girlfriend. I'm not going to die for that serum on my face. Not tonight, anyway. I did want to talk about some interesting data supporting our notions to educate you about cannabis as a serum, as you call it, you know, as a healing, has a healing modality. Very interesting. If you just give me a moment, dear, I'm going to take a drink of water. Prep for the information drop here. This is something I really like to share with people, and that's that the U.S. government registered for a patent owning the rights as cannabis as a healing modality. Can you guess what year? It was a long time ago. It was like
40s.
Not that late. Or not that old, but 1999. But they isolated the CBD. And you said your stuff isn't psychoactive. So is CBD is obviously
yes,
an isolated
of
compound.
Course.
So what's really interesting is that the federal government tells us that it has no medical benefit, right? Like the federal government tells us that. But yet they own a patent saying that it's an antioxidant and that it helps with cognitive function. And that it's preventative and disease and all sorts of other things. You can look it up online, and I'm going to drop that link in the comment section too. Did you know that? It's super interesting. Like, that's part of the deception, and that's part of the propaganda, and I really wanted to touch on that. So you're an advocate for cannabis.
Big time.
So how do you feel knowing that your government is contradicting itself in that manner? And like the same way they brainwash women into thinking they need to alter themselves and put things on their face and do things to themselves that may not be healthy, but they think benefit their appearance, when there are things they can do that are healthy, but you have to dig for them.
I feel like an example to all those women and to anybody out there who doesn't believe that cannabis can cure and that can be a one agent skin care preventing all aging. And I think that as long as I am a positive voice for it and have the results that I have, I've been able to actually cross the line from the cannabis community into different sect of people who don't smoke, don't
exactly.
have anything to do with marijuana.
Ugh.
And I'd love to share this story with you,
please,
Lavon, because
tell
this
me.
Is gonna, you're
I
going to love
know.
this.
I want to know.
So while I'm introducing my products, my beauty products, because I'm representing them in a great way, I have great results, I look great, and they want the same results that I want. Just like if you were to see someone on TV showing you something, here I am in person showing
right?
these women.
Here's
look,
the real
Gina,
thing.
Gina, what are you putting on your skin? Mm. Why do you look so young? Mm. Why do you look so good? Well, this is what I'm using. It's cannabis. So I have these women who are in my generation, in their 40s, and using this product, and I've met their children. And their children have thanked me. They're like, I cannot believe that
quality
my mom
of life.
Yeah. is using cannabis on her skin. And I could, it blew me away that when I went into my mother's room and I saw this glass bottle with a marijuana charm hanging off of it, and was like, "Mom, what is this? What are you using?" Because the daughter would tell me that she was highly against marijuana and the use of it, but here she is, an advocate just like me, using it for our skin in a different way to get benefits from the plant. It's a miracle plant, and it's not just for one culture. It's for all cultures. It's for everyone. It's for autism, it's for skin, it's for psoriasis. I also make a massage oil that's very basic and not blended, and it's a lot less pricey than my Eternal Beauty Serum, which is a delicate blend, something that I've created. The massage oil is very basic and it's very powerful, and it's very, the strength of it is enough for a patient to actually get results. I have patients that use it that have psoriasis, lupus, fibromyalgia.
Do they have any like contraindications, or like what's the dose? Like how many milligrams do they have to take to get these results?
Everybody's dosage is completely different and for their own. I cannot describe what everybody's dose needs to be.
Well, I've been doing a lot of research about it just like you. And I know that for CBD to be effective, you have to take it in a high dose depending on your cause. So I want to make that disclaimer to people like, that a small amount's not going to cure anything. There's definitely symptom relief.
Nobody's
and inflammation.
Trying to cure.
Yeah, we.
Their
I mean,
disease.
We have to say
They're
that.
They're trying
just,
to get the quality of life.
Yeah.
From not having to use the pharmaceuticals.
Exactly.
One of the patients that used my massage oil when I met her, I was.
And
selling.
Is that a CBD or a THC? Or
both.
It's a both.
It's both.
Do you get your stuff lab tested?
My stuff is tested.
And like, what's your potency on some of your products? Because, like, being in this industry, that's really matters to people.
It's huge. At this time, I don't have that data with me. Oh. I'm completely sold out of my products right now, except for Eternal.
Oh, okay. So I was just curious about the ratio, because like I make a potion too, but mine is very low. It's I've got a 2-to-1 CBD to THC and a 1-to-1. And I've been able to isolate the compounds and I can get 1 milligram per milliliter if I want. And there's something really interesting that I learned from a man named Curtis Turchin, actually. He wrote a book about lasers and photon energy. And he spoke about a very particular law called I think it's Arnold Hertz law. What happens, interestingly, is a small amount of stimulus introduces a very strong reaction, and a moderate amount of stimulus introduces a moderate reaction, and an aggressive amount of stimulus enters, can you guess?
That sounds very...
A minimal reaction. My point is that I'm hoping to support your notion too, is that you don't need a whole lot on your skin to have an effect or to consume it. I wanted to make a point that when you're smoking cannabis, when you're combusting it, you're burning off over 60% at times, like the effect of compounds. And how do you make sure that your stuff is effective? Like, not going into your process too deep, because I know that's private information as a producer of supply, a product. Do you understand like how to activate it so that it's most effective for people? Because that's a question I get a lot as a consumer too, is how does it work if you're not lighting on fire? Like, how do you explain that to people? Like, they don't get it, right? Like,
I'm not expecting anybody to get it. I'm not putting numbers and charts in front of the people that I'm selling my
But it is a medicine though. So that's important. You gotta educate people on how to take it, because what we're having is people overdosing on topicals because they are so powerful.
See, I think we're getting a little beyond why I wanted to come and explain what my product does for
Okay, I'm
skin.
sorry.
I think
But
we're
I gotta educate my audience. If I ask you a
I
question you're
totally
comfortable with,
understand that you
it's
need to
just.
educate. I don't have the data on my, I
Oh,
don't,
I'm not
I'm
asking you for
completely
data.
sold
I
out.
just. No, 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 I don't want
When
data, dear.
somebody wants the oil, and it is something that they are interested in, it's because they are educated and know that cannabis is something that can help them with these things.
Oh, for
All of
sure.
these skin ailments, you can go online and you can read that
Yeah,
and you can find that
psoriasis, yeah,
all of
all the
those things.
things you
And
named,
they're
for
absolutely awesome for it.
sure.
I am not creating a pharmaceutical with labels on it. I'm creating a product and I'm introducing it to people that are really happy with what I have. And I
Okay.
absolutely love the results and the happiness that everybody is really coming back to me with, and it's amazing.
Well, tell me
And
more about those stories, 'cause you're inspired by that.
I've only been, creating this, I'm new to actually having something grow like this. I mean, this is a growing thing for me, and I'm really excited to actually expand on it. I have been in touch with some testing and some other people that are going to be helping me with more of the educational and things
Oh
that
my
you're
gosh. I'm so,
speaking
okay.
of. And that's awesome, and I'm
Well,
really
I
excited
honestly
about it.
like yes, like I'm dropping same to you audience. I'm dropping lots of links inside the post for the page where you can learn about this, and that's part of it is people don't know Miss Gina Soquel, right? Or how do, Gina Soquel.
Gina Murray.
Gina Marie, I apologize.
It's okay, Yvonne.
Oh snap. I'm just saying, like, I'm the best at tongue twisting words when I get excited. But there's lots of links in the page, and I wanted to make it apparent to people that you kind of are wasting money when you buy, and I love it. I love smoking cannabis. It's actually healthy, it's beneficial to the body, but there are other ways.
Yeah,
And that's what we're both advocates
exactly.
for, is there is a major group of people, like the elderly. And this is a question I wanted to ask you is, you mentioned your age group. We have a decade in between us, and both of us are reaching people double our age, right? And think of the propaganda, and I'm using that word tonight because it is propaganda, what we've been taught. And it's sad because think of all the people sitting in prison or taking pharmaceuticals or suffering with pain. And I'm curious to know, like, you mentioned you were changed by it. And like when you were growing up in that time, like how was marijuana or cannabis, or was marijuana at the time, or pot, how was it treated in society? Like, what did you see? What were your notions?
Grew up in Hawaii.
Oh, so what's it like there, honestly? Oh, that explains.
Cannabis is a very friendly place for
See?
cannabis.
So nobody's like shaming you for it or telling you shouldn't do that. Like it's not like a cultural thing.
I can't speak for the whole world at the time that I was
No, I
in.
mean what? No, through your eyes,
Through
what
my
did
eyes as
you
a
see?
child.
No, just like, see, when I grew up, nobody talked about it. Like I know people in my family did it,
We've been in the cannabis community.
but I'm just saying like it's private because it was super illegal, right? Like you couldn't talk about it. Like we're talking about it to everybody right now. And I want to demonstrate the change in times, like it's different now.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I think that it's more accepted. It's legal in the state of California with the prop and everything. So yeah, people are more accepting of it, but there is a stigma around the culture. I think that it's a big circle, but it's a small circle, and it's a very stereotypical circle.
It
If you were to
is,
look at me,
yeah.
you could not stick me in a circle. If you
It's
wanted to, I will cross every single line. I
true.
grew up in a diverse, family. I grew up in Hawaii and I've been here ever since. But I mean, our family has been very liberal with the use of marijuana. My brother, he's Rasta and he has dreads, and it was always in our family. My father was in the military. Of course, he didn't smoke. I actually became a professional in the corporate world for over 20 years. I never smoked marijuana. I was subject to random testing, and I didn't participate or medicate or use topicals or even pursue it. But as I got closer to my roots again, I started to realize the benefits of it, not just for me, but for my family, for my close family. And being there that day with our good friends out in Barstow and seeing her making topicals and using her recipe on my skin and getting the results
exactly.
I got. I mean, it
so it's been life-altering.
It totally changed how I started treating my skin. And it's the only thing I use. I only use my products. I don't use anything else.
I love that. And that's really what this is about, is advocating to like nurture yourself actually. And I appreciate you touching on that notion. And that's really a theme of my show. I like to touch on that. And when you mentioned, I like this part. I really like this part, that your clients or your patients, they have a kind of a ritual with it. They use it, you know, they get in a pattern with it. And that's beautiful. The body likes that. And it becomes part of them. And tell me some of the things that they have, like, it's regenerative. Like, what do they notice? Like, tell me more inspiring stories. Because, like, that's what people like to hear, is, like, how does it work? Not scientifically, obviously. We're not going to talk about data, but
well, right away, it
smells amazing.
Completely soaks into your skin,
and it hasn't caused me an allergy attack yet. So we're good.
See, she's not dead yet.
I'm
folks.
Not dead.
She's smelling tuberose, and she's not dead.
What is that? What is that?
Tuberose is a flower.
What is
you
that?
Know,
oh,
I went through a few scents, and I chose tuberose because it's a very complex scent. You cannot imitate it.
It
you know,
is
you
complex.
Can imitate rose, you can imitate berries, you can imitate lavender, you can make these different scents in these essence oils that aren't 100%, but you cannot imitate tuberose. And I did a little more research on what tuberose is. And
yeah, I have no idea.
In Victorian times, the queens used to use it to mask the smells of their body. Well, because back then they didn't, you know,
the
hygiene thing. This was
so it's kind of like patchouli.
This is a royal scent, and it is relaxing. And it was the choice fragrance when I was giving out samples. I had a green tea cucumber, which I thought women would like because of the bath body thing, you know.
It's
very,
is like exactly
everybody has
what
a cucumber
described.
Cream or a cucumber, you
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
That was a thing.
So, I mean, I put that out there, and then I introduced my tuberose. So there was a 50-50.
Oh,
you know,
really?
There was a 50-50
with
it. I
see why you chose this, though.
But
it's super
I decided
complex.
To
like,
get
that's
away.
The perfect word. I commend you for that. Where can people find this? Talk about all that jazz. Like, how do they follow you? Tell them all the ways, because they're pretty sure they want it super hardcore right now.
This product is completely my creation, and I'm really proud of it. And I love to get to know the person that wants to use it, and I keep in touch with that person and give.
Well, they have
so
to be
many
in California.
Ways. Yes, they have to be in California.
Just don't
want to
get this lady in trouble.
Yes.
Or myself.
And no. But
legally, everything is legal.
Once you start using Eternal nightly, it replaces all your night creams.
And that's okay. Real quick, pause. Money saver.
Money saver. Big
money
time.
Money saver.
Throw
healthier.
Away all that
no more
stuff
chemicals and
your,
such.
Yes.
Okay. Keep going.
You get rid of all of the toxins and waxes and parabens that you've been putting on your skin. Immediately, you're putting something on your skin that's infused with vitamin E.
Collagen.
Vitamin E is huge for your skin. And once you start using it, it's going to soak into your skin, and you're going to see you're probably going to see results within 3 days. Just at the tone, just at the looking at your skin, it's going to be a lot more softer, because you're not putting all those chemicals back on your skin. And there's other ways that you can use it as well, because my skin is really healthy. I don't have to use it all the time now, because my skin is healthy. So when I do go out and I do use makeup, because I do use makeup, I do like to get dressed up.
That's fun. Let's admit it.
Yes.
Makeup is nice.
It is an awesome BB cream. You use your concealer brush. Dot on your Eternal.
What's a BB cream, dear?
It's
I
a
don't
BB
know
cream
these
that
words.
You use underneath your makeup.
See, okay.
Here's another.
When I
cream.
Try and put on makeup, I look like I like should be like on a round a pole. Personally, I cannot do it. I just, well, I try.
Makeup is an art.
Like, no, but I can paint a canvas.
The right way.
Oh, dear. I need a lesson. Okay, so I'm sorry.
Do it to you.
Tell me the BB. So we're going to have a makeover show.
What the industry came up with was this cream that you use underneath your makeup. And it's, they're absolutely right. You need to put a moisturizer on underneath your makeup because you're about to put a bunch of drying agents and cake on your face. And once that sets and dries, it cracks. So what I have my...
That's brilliant.
Yeah, my customers do
Gina Marie,
once,
correct?
Yes, Gina
okay.
Marie.
She's not going to call me that name again.
I have them dotted on their face and use it underneath their makeup. And that's what I do.
It could
as
be
well.
A Screamo singer, sorry. Real quick, anybody needs a Screamo singer bandmate, I got you. Just call me Yvonne. It's on. Sorry, continue, dear. I just had to throw that out there. Shameless plug. No, I'm just kidding.
So you can reach me on Facebook. My name is Gina Marie SoCal. Gina with a capital G and a capital M, and then SoCal with an X. I also have a page, and LaVon put some great links up. And you can like the page and see my products. You can see me. You can see my results.
She's beautiful.
I'm all over it.
She's
and you
like
know what?
A model.
I'm proud of it. You know, that
I commend you,
42
girl.
Years old. You know, my skin has been around for 42 years. My skin rivals 20-year-olds. They're asking me for advice on my skin, you know, and I love my skin. I love to be in my skin. I love to be in the sun. I'm not damaging my skin in any way. I take care of my skin. I mean, your skin, you get one skin. Take care of it.
Oh, my gosh. That's such an important message. Two important messages. Love yourself and take care of yourself.
Love your skin.
When we first met each other, pardon me. When we first met each other, we connected because we're both advocates for inspiring people.
And we're
getting hiccups. I'm getting hiccups.
We're going to put a picture of me and LaVon. We are like night and day, but me and LaVon.
We were inspiring
we
people. Click,
but we also, if you can't tell,
we're
combat.
Both Scorpios. Okay, we're both Scorpios. So if y'all know about Scorpios, this is fun for
this
us.
This is a powerful conversation.
We're having fun, but we're on the same mission. Listen, I want to make it clear that despite the catty fun, miss, like, there's no competition in this world. And part of the reason why people may be wondering, why is LaVon talking to this woman who essentially does something very similar to her? You know why?
Why?
There are 7 billion B plus people being made right now, hopefully not listening to my voice, you creeper, on this planet. And there's enough to go around. I used to work in an industry. There were 600 other competitors within 10 miles of me. Do you think it mattered?
Doesn't.
You know why I was so happy to meet people who already had the service I was offering? Because that means they were doing it. They're on my you're on my team. You're teaching people the power of an amazing herb. Don't you dare call it a drug. I'll smack you.
And it's two different outlooks. Like, we have two different outlooks.
Exactly.
Like when we got together the first time, you know, our ideas
yeah, it was
together,
like we should
they
teach
didn't
people.
Mesh. You know, but we still had the same mission, which was to introduce cannabis by using it as a topical for women and men. Here's the latest on my page and on in my agenda, I plan to create something for men, something that's in an all over topical that they can use from their hair to their feet. And it's going to be something that's going to be something collectible and awesome. And it will probably be introduced by the summertime. So it'll be the male version of what I call eternal. And I'd love for you to learn about it and to reach out to me and ask me questions and enjoy what I'm doing by just learning more about what it is.
Yeah, that would be cool. We can check back with you and tell people what's going on. Or that you did you finish telling them how to follow you all the way? You have an Instagram, right? Did you
tell them an Instagram? Yeah. It's kind of a funny word. It's koi_fish. So it's koi_phish. And that is my Instagram page as well.
Thank you for sharing. Now they can virtually stalk the hell
stalk
out of you.
Stalk the hell out of me. I love
go
it.
Like her. Go stalk all of her things. Make sure you go back 100 weeks and like the first picture just to creep her out. Okay, that was my disclaimer. That's fun for me. I like to go through people's Instagram and I'm like, creeper time.
She's a creeper, folks.
Hey,
she admitted it.
It's for fun. I'm I'm a creeper. I'm a safe
She's
creeper,
creeping
though.
on my page right now.
I'm totally... No, I'm actually creeping on my science, bro. Do you even science? It's my new thing. But continue. I'm really good at cutting people off. It's nice, so I'm sure.
Did you have another question for me?
Well, I wanted to know, besides what inspired you to do it, why you do it. Like, I know we talked about why it's important people know this information and utilize it. But I wanted to talk about the skin being the largest organ, because that's why it's powerful. That's the secret. Because cannabis can be great all day, but what's beautiful about cannabis is that your body really loves it.
It does.
It has receptors built just for it. And you guys can look at the links to get the names of those. And it is pure magic. But what's important to note about that, and what we started talking about earlier, is that because your skin is your largest organ, you've got to be careful and you've got to use caution. And a little bit does go a long way. So
give up all of those store-bought chemicals.
But I'm trying to teach people really quick that that's important too, because if a little bit of cannabis is effective, think about how effective those chemicals are. Within 20 seconds, they could be within your bloodstream, depending on the type. You know, cannabis binds in a healthy way. It doesn't – all the science that I've read so far suggests that it does not go past the muscle barrier, which means it's essentially not in your bloodstream. Not like the chemicals you're speaking about in conventional creams. Those things go right in there. What the hell is that? I can't even say that, what most of them, you know.
It's completely drying to your skin.
It's not natural is the point. So just, I guess my question is, besides the men's product, like, you wanted to talk about community, you know, bringing things together was an important thing for you to
the
speak
crossover.
On. You mentioned a large audience. Go into that.
It is a larger. There is a huge, there is no audience. It's one world.
7 billion people.
You know, and right? we're all here together, you know, and I think this, I've already seen how cannabis is helping people, you know, improve their skin and then opening their minds to what cannabis is, but by not even thinking about smoking it, that it's helping these women actually improve their skin tone. I mean, women all over the world will put pearls on their skin, caviar on their skin, different things on their skin. Mm-hmm. Well, cannabis is the best thing that you can put on your skin. And I'm really proud that people are open to it and that they trust the source. Like, they see that the results that I have and they want to achieve the same thing. So they're willing to try it. And that's an openness. And that open door is opening them up to cannabis, and their children are actually benefiting from their parents understanding that cannabis isn't all bad. You're using it, you know, and they actually thank me, you know.
What do you teach your children, if that's not too personal?
What do I, like, what we're, do, your we're mom, very cannabis friendly.
Like, what do they know about it? Like, what? How do you explain it to them?
I don't really want to talk too much about my children.
Okay, I'm sorry. You keep talking about kids and moms, so I apologize.
I was discussing the fact that the women that are using my products are putting them on their dressers, and their daughters are seen among the perfumes and creams and things.
That it's not
bad.
There's
this beautiful bottle
that
has a charm hanging from it. It has a marijuana leaf, and the marijuana leaf represents, you know, to maybe a parent who told them that smoking marijuana or marijuana was bad for them, is sitting there using it in a positive way. And that is, and they're actually explaining, no, it's good for my skin. Mm-hmm. You know, I bought it from Gina Marie.
It helps me.
She looked
it's
Gina
medicine.
Marie's skin. And exactly. So there's no argument there between two generations. One generation, I believe that the younger generation has got the key to more understanding and more liberal. I mean, cannabis is just super, super accessible to our younger generation, and I think that it's really helped them be more open-minded.
Well, yeah, I agree. Thank you for bringing that back around, because we were talking about propaganda throughout the generations and how it's really hard to untrain a brain essentially, you have to unlearn these untruths and convince. It's like that flat earth theory, like, hey, bro, the earth's flat. It's like telling people the earth is flat and they go, you're a liar.
But I think but cannabis is good for you. To it, and
it's
and
different now.
Outside of, you know, giving them a book about how to, you know, the cannabis cookbook or look, come to a reggae show or here, smoke this. They can actually, all of their thoughts about marijuana can actually, they can actually relate to this one product that I have, mm-hmm. that it's improving their skin. Well, there's no doubt that it does that. I want to try that. It's cannabis. It's good for me.
And then
that brain that has thought all those years that it may be a bad thing has been conquered. And it was no unlearning. It was just relating and trying and having an open mind. And the open mind came from, I want better skin, to cannabis is good for me. Like, mm-hmm. that's huge. Mm-hmm. Like, that's amazing to be able to cross over outside of the circle and get more people involved. And once those bills start popping up, if cannabis is here and there, they're going to say, you know what? It isn't a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe I will vote positive on this note because I'm using it, not internally, but I'm using it on my skin. And it is a medicine because it's healing me.
Exactly. And I am. Thank you for touching on it. And I want to apologize for asking you a question that was...
No, enough. Not at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I'm just... no harm, no foul. But
not
still, I'd like to...
I don't answer keep anything my manners. I'm not comfortable with.
But yeah, that's not my intention. Just want to say that. I just want to say one more time. There we go. I didn't say it enough times. Another thing is that imagine the notion going on when these people discover that something they grew up thinking was a terrible drug. You're horrible. You're going to go to jail.
It's and happening.
All the poor people. Obama let somebody out of jail yesterday.
I'm saying, who's never agreed to cannabis.
People are going to jail and they're now getting let
and
out.
They're using it for
because,
skin.
Yeah, that too. But people, mass incarceration in America, most of them on.
Calm down.
No, this Yvonne. Is important to me. Please don't call me Yvonne. Honestly, I can't be responsible for what happens. Don't do that. Just like you won't answer certain questions.
You're sweating.
Thou shall not call me Lavon. I'm sorry, Yvonne.
What?
See, now you tricked me. She's evil. She put a spell on me, guys.
I'm sorry.
No,
she's
but no,
up.
No. This is important to me. Like, if you can't hear me, if you can't tell, I'm excited. There are so many people incarcerated wrongly in this country for possessing an herb. It's a freaking piece of nature. Are
it's
you fucking kidding me?
Thing.
Like, it pisses me off beyond belief. Like,
it's injustice.
It's horrible. It's not okay.
It's injustice.
So the more people we educate and
exactly.
say, hey, this thing's not bad. Check it out, Grandma. Hey,
yep.
Grandma, go tell your people in your book club. Oh, you're going to church? Want to hear a funny story?
Sure.
For Christmas, this last Christmas, I went to my very Christian family, which I don't go to church with them. We speak about the Creator. You know, we agree on certain things, but they're very, what's the best word? They're very righteous in their beliefs, and bless you. I love you all. But I gave them this cannabis. I gave them all cannabis,
what?
A non-psychoactive cannabis for Christmas, all of them, all 20 of you. Yeah, you're laughing. I gave it to them, and they full-on got a lecture at Christmas. I'm like, thank you all for being here for Christmas dinner. It's time to learn, and I did this, and I taught each and one of them. Why?
Congratulations.
But guess what? Guess what? They love it, and if you can convince people that don't even agree in the same religion as you, you know what I mean? It crosses all barriers, and I think that's important, and that's a really it's a
you
beautiful
seem really
thing about
proud
it.
Of that.
I no, it's just not the fact that I gave it to my Christian family and that they accepted it. It's just that, and I'm not trying to single out a certain religious group. Don't get offended, people, with your damn sensitivities. You're making me say all these damn disclaimers. I don't care. How about that? But it was just cool to take somebody so set in the notion, a certain notion, and be able to recognize it for what it is, not what they think it is. It's so freaking beautiful to me.
I agree.
End rant. I'm calm now. Anxiety level down. Oh, man. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Don't call me that Y name again, though. That's not allowed.
It's a trigger.
Let
it go.
It's not a trigger. When you've talked to over 200,000 people and half of them called you that name.
Did they?
Yeah, because they can't imagine that LaVon's a real name. They just can't. They're like, she must have said Yvonne.
Well, some people but I'm just call saying, me Gina, and it's
no,
not
I'm just saying. But for six consistent years, it happened 50% of the time, so it became such a quick reflex. Don't you call me that? I had to make it a joke, or else.
And it is. Gina
I would be
Marie.
Called Yvonne forever, and that's not my fucking name. Let's be real. Like, don't call me that. what I was trying to say is.
Is you're welcome.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
I learned so much about your everything, and I hope everyone else did too. Tell them again how to follow you, because that's important, and then we'll kind of recap some of our high points of our show.
Follow me on Facebook, Gina Marie.
Tell them slowly, because, you know, interwebs.
Okay. Follow me on Facebook, Gina Marie SoCal, G with a capital G and a capital M for Marie, and SoCal with an X. You can also find my page, and there's a link there. I think you set up some links.
Lots, so many links in the comments.
Visit my links. Look at my pictures. See what you're not seeing through the
Go like internet. The really old one.
Like everything. And I'm also Instagram at koifish, C-O-Y underscore P-H-I-S-H. And you can see pictures there as well. I'm really proud of the product that I have and my skin. And I'm really happy that I was able to touch base with Yvonne again.
You're doing it on purpose now.
I can't help it now because you made it such a huge point. I totally slipped on that. But meeting up with you again has been amazing. And thank you for letting me be here on your show and share my information.
It's a pleasure. Honestly, like, it's really important.
Only good things are going to come from it, I'm sure.
Are you kidding? Of course. And that's the point, is that people need to know that there's so many wonderful things other than pharmaceuticals, which, you know, some of you need. We're not saying, hey, stop taking all your prescribed medications. No. you have to legally obtain a license to consume cannabis for a medical reason. As of now, that's what's happening. But people can change that by sharing this notion that it's not only for those who have chronic pain, right?
Right.
You can use it to regenerate cells, which is a very well demonstrated fact. You can witness a CBD cell or CBD chemical compound, I should say, completely eating cancer. Like, go on YouTube, look at that. That's a fact. So if we can teach people that it's not just for getting high or helping your back feel better, but you can regenerate your cells. There's something called the Goldilocks zone when you smoke cannabis too. For those of you who have that bud sitting in front of you and you're thinking, oh God, now what? There's better ways to do it. No, but the trick when you're consuming actual flower is you want to consume one little snapper. And if you're a smoker, you know what I'm talking about. You want one snapper, you want a fourth of a joint, you want an eighth of a blunt. Like, try a small amount. Microdosing is the future. Mark my words. Low potency microdosing is the future of cannabis as a medicine. And that's going to open the doors to people using it on all avenues, for their hair, for the skin, for everything. And I think that's cool. And I hope that happens, like, sooner than later. I don't want to wait 10 years for that shit. So go tell everybody you know.
I hope everyone's inspired by you. I mean, it's really good to be here and to hear how much you loved what you do. And
I love everything I do. I can't help it. Thank you. Thank you.
And you look amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Like you, I'm pretty much made of cannabis. yes. All data suggests that I am 90% cannabis.
Yes.
Like, not even water. There's not even water in here anymore. Like, I'm some sort of strange hybrid. You can test on me as long as it's organic testing.
She's beautiful in person.
Aw, thank you, dear.
Very beautiful.
I don't put any – I brush my hair. The first time I brushed my hair in 3 years was last week. It's real talk. I had dreads, so I wasn't brushing my hair. And then I did the Einstein look for 6 months. I didn't touch it. I get out of the shower and I just shake around and I'm like,
She's got this really hot pixie cut, you guys.
But I cut it myself. I cut off my dreads because I was like, I'm over this. Bye, experience. But like you, even going through that personal transformation of, I don't like this, because I had a moment of like, my emotions were strained and I didn't identify with all the, like literally didn't identify with the experience I was carrying in my hair. Like your hair's a thing. So like, screw this. But you're emotional at that time and you're vulnerable. And I really believe that even topically, even, you know, like you're mentioning cannabis and it's in my hair now. Feel it? So sorry, soft.
Yes. Feel mine.
Ooh. So we're mining each other's hair. Bad guys. No, I'm just kidding. Gosh, you literally made me lose my train of thought.
She stroked my hair.
And I was like, that dissolved. Damn it, Gina Marie. Gone. It's gone. Tell me, what was I saying? You were listening, right? You were listening. Somebody was listening.
You can't stop laughing.
No, I'm just kidding. I was going through an emotional time, and cannabis helped me topically. It really did, yes. Because it made me go, even though I'm angry at the world right now, I can love myself. And that's more important than anything you're dealing with. If you can just take time to go,
agreed.
I'm going to breathe oxygen. Like you were mentioning, your clients have a ritual with your serum. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Gina. That's part of it. Like, that's a meditation. That's yes. a yoga. That's same word, a different practice. It's really good to have that time with yourself and be like,
And love it. Love exactly. the product. Take care of it. It's a beautiful bottle. You know, it's a beautiful sample. It has a great little
I love everything.
You know, when you take the sample off the card, you just a pouch to put it in, and you don't lose it, and you treat it.
It's royal blue.
Exactly.
Like the queen.
Treat it like it's going to do exactly what you want it to do. You know, heal your skin. You know, I totally love the way it looks. I'm really proud of what it is.
I'm happy for you, dear. And
thank
I hope
you.
People check out your product. And I hope that we opened your mind slightly, maybe, to the notion that
you don't need all those store-bought products.
And you don't need to combust your buds all the time. You can rub them on your skin. Who would have thunk it? How cool is that? You could take a bath in cannabis now. You're welcome. Like, seriously, like, that's my joke in life. When I really like something, I'm like, I want to take a bath in that. Like, I want to put my whole everything in it.
I want that picture.
I'm going to do it just for...
I'm going to put you in cannabis.
I'm just saying. But now you can take... Now you can essentially have that feeling, like, discreetly, may I add. Like, you're not going to walk around smelling like you just smoked a blunt.
Oh, you're going to smell
high five.
Super rose.
Because, no, that's a worry of people. They're like,
wait a second.
No, it smells
you know,
amazing.
And, okay. Story time. I had an opportunity to make like a stupid amount of money an hour, okay? And I did it. And you know what happened?
You quit.
Hell no. they fired me. First time ever in my life I got fired. They fired me because I smelled like cannabis. It was trimming season and I was preparing product.
Goodness.
And you know, it was hours before, but it just because your skin's the largest organ and it's right. part of every function in the body, believe it or not, it's connected to everything. Read the Science Net Links article. That one will tell you all about it. But I reeked of it. I was, even though I took a shower and changed my clothes, it was so saturated into me. And that's what's cool about topicals is that you're not exposed to that. So while people are still changing their minds and becoming accustomed to the idea, you can keep your job. You can pass your drug test.
Exactly.
You can get the effects and do all the things people are doing now, but at the same time, educate and change and inspire.
Yes.
So high five, lady.
Thank you.
You inspire me and you scare me and you might get beat up because you call me Yvonne, but thank you for being here. You're the best.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Bye, dear. Bye, world. I'ma let them know, through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.